Mobley's going to score whatever he scored, 18 points in 19 minutes the other day.
It's the playoffs. Always shows up big in the playoffs. He's injured all season.
They shot poorly as a team. I'm going to guess there's one guy who's probably not paying real close attention to the NBA playoffs right now, and that would be our guest on the Revolution Hotline. It is Nile Davis, former Arkansas running back. Nile, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good. Are you watching the NBA playoffs at all to take your mind off this week?
I watched a little bit of it. I caught the Clippers game the other day. I haven't watched all of them, though.
Are you a Clippers fan?
A little bit. I'm a Heat fan.
You're a Heat fan?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm a LeBron James fan.
Oh, okay. So life's pretty good for you this season and right now, right?
Oh, yeah. We're sitting with a championship right now.
I think that's probably a safe bet. So yeah. Since we talked to you around the I guess we talked to you right after the combine, what have you been doing? We actually had Chris Gregg on yesterday talking about the process of visiting teams and working out and all that. Can you talk to us a little bit about what you've been up to and who you've seen since the combine?
Yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing is visiting teams, had a few workouts, and, it's pretty simple. You go to the visit. I got a chance to go to the Texans, hometown team, went to the Jets, went to the Cowboys, and there was one more team, went to the Cardinals. And pretty much all of them the same. You get there, they take you out to eat, they show you the facilities, and they try to get to know you as a person in a short period of time that they have you, and they send you back. So, I got a chance to do that. And a few workouts, I worked out with the Patriots and the Eagles, and they kind of ran me through some drills to see, how I move and things like that. But other than that, man, just been chilling and waiting for the big day.
Now, Chris said when he went out to work out with New England that Mallett was there and he was able to catch passes from him. Was Ryan at your workout?
No, I had the running backs coach that worked me out had a pretty good arm itself, so he didn't need old Mallett. I told Mallett he better watch out.
any similarities at all to a visit when you're coming up as a high school kid for a college visit versus what you go through as a guy in your position now where you're looking at NFL teams?
I mean, that's exactly how it is. That's exactly how I felt, except you don't get five. When you come to college, you only get five visits. You go to the NFL, you get however many, they want. So, but as far as how it's ran and, how it's set up, it's pretty much identical to a college visit.
Now Davis joining us in the zone on the Revolution Hotline, getting ready for this week's NFL draft. And when we talked to you after the combine, you said you even surprised yourself at the 40 time. When you go around and visit with these teams, what were they most impressed by as far as your performance at the combine and through your career?
They like the fact that I have good size and, good speed to match that. That's what a lot of the teams are looking for. So I definitely think I have opportunity to play on Sundays, and I'm just waiting on that. They also have concerns, a little bit about my injury history, but they understand it is the game of football and anybody can get injured there. I think they're most happy about me just recovering and getting back, to my speed.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know at the combine they put you through a pretty strenuous medical exam. Did teams do that when you go to visit them? Is that part of the process or no?
Oh, no. Well, if you went to the combine, you don't have to do medicals. If you didn't go to the combine, then they might send you to the hospital or something. But they have all my medical records from the combine, and surprisingly, the good thing is I got the thumbs up. I wasn't red flagged or anything, so I'm pretty good with my medicals, and, everybody's pretty confident that I can still play.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you find yourself, are you in a position to sell Nile Davis to these teams, or is it more listening on your part? What exactly is that like? I mean, as far as what's the dynamic when you're visiting?
Well, they know who I am. They know who I am. They know I can play. They have the film from this year. They have the film from 2010. They got the results from the combine. So it's not so much as selling myself. They don't know who I am. It's just kind of letting them know that I'm ready to go, and I'm still the same guy that they were wild about.
I know we talked about this last time too. You grew up as a Houston fan, but is there an offense as you look around? You think, man, that'd be fun to play in that offense. That I think I'd really thrive there.
Oh, there's a few of them I'm anxious to get my hands on. I would love to play for the Texans. That zone running, that pro style offense they run. I really like that. you know, I could see me fitting in Pittsburgh, just any kind of post-style offense where I'm coming downhill from the I formation is what I'll thrive in.
You know, there's been quite a few running backs drafted in the past decade from the University of Arkansas, especially when you look back on that class of Jones, McFadden, and even Peyton Hillis. Have you talked with anybody in the NFL, any of those guys, any former alum about the draft process, or have they given you any advice as you go through this?
Oh, yeah. I've reached out to almost everyone. I mean, I've talked to Malik, DJ, Darren, Felix. I've talked to all of them, just kind of, you know, want to know the process, not just the draft, but what kind of happens after the draft and, you know, what to expect and things like that. And they've given me some, you know, good tips to keep in mind. But, you know, the main thing is just to go out there and do what I do. Don't try to do anything more and, you know, kind of let it come to you.
Nile Davis joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Justin Akre, Chris Kane here in the Fury Electric Studio.
And, Nile, another thing, too, is when you look at, you know, all those teams asking you different types of questions. Obviously, your health was one they were asking you about. Anything, any, you know, you always hear about teams asking some odd questions every now and then. Any questions stand out from any teams that you were like, I wasn't really expecting that, but but okay, I'll answer it. Anything like that?
No, I mean, I've heard stories about it, about the crazy questions, but for me, my experience, man, is pretty much down to earth questions that I kind of expected. So, no off the wall questions, you know, that I've been asked. I guess that's a good thing.
I know you've probably been focused on what you're working on, but any chance to take in mini spring football this year and see what Coach Bielema's staff is building there in Arkansas?
Oh, yeah. I got to go down there and check my boys out. We got the spring game, actually. Mm-hmm. I went to a few practices. I think, they got a few things they need to work on, a few pieces to blend in. But, you know, I think this season should be a good one, you know, especially as far as the running back core goes, you know. So
how do you think?
Be all right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to ask, how do you think you would have fared in what he's trying to do? Clearly, it's more of a power running game and certainly a little different approach. He's, you know, had pretty good balance in his offenses over the years. How do you feel like you would have fit into what he's doing?
Well, if I was a freshman, I think that was in the perfect spot to go to. You know what I mean? I would have had time to learn it and get used to it and, you know, develop in it, you know. But since, you know, I had 1 year, probably would have did okay. You know what I mean? And I'm not sure a whole lot would have changed, you know, in 1 year, but I do know that he would have ran that ball, you know, a lot of times, and I would have enjoyed that. But, you know, I think Jay Will and Nate Holmes and Cody Walker gonna take care of. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any thoughts? I mean, even for a moment when we found out that he was gonna be the head coach of being part of that?
I did, man. I got a chance to talk to him. He wanted me to stay. And his staff, you know, it's like, man, it's been great to have you. You know, he said if you would have stayed, you'd have carried the rock. But, you know, I made a different decision, and, you know, that was my decision.
I'm sure everybody understands that. You know, I've been looking through a lot of the pre-draft stuff, and certainly the guys that, you know, I guess have gotten hyped are going to get all the attention. I'm looking through the list here in USA Today of the top, what they have listed as the top running backs and the top quarterbacks and tight ends, and I don't see your name on the list. I don't see Chris Gregg on the list. And I keep thinking to myself, and I don't think this is just a pro Razorback position. I think this is just, you know, watching the performance. I mean, you're a guy that led the SEC in rushing. I think somebody's going to get a heck of a steal with you and Chris both, and maybe some of the other Arkansas guys as well, depending on where they end up. But are you getting much feedback as far as that goes, as where you think you might land?
I have no idea, man. That's the crazy thing about the draft, but you know, they can call it what they want. You know, they can call it a steal or whatever. But as long as I get in the NFL and play a down, you know, and go play for a team and try to do my best, I'm good with that.
Now, what are your plans for the next few days once the draft starts? Are you going to try to just chill? Are you going to watch the draft? Are you just going to wait on a phone call? What's your plan?
A little bit of both. I'll probably have a draft phone, but, you know, I'll be back and forth, just, you know, in and out the room, probably have my phone on my pocket, waiting on to collaborate, man.
Will you be in Texas or in Fayetteville?
I'll be in Houston, too.
Okay. Good deal. Well, Nile, good luck to you. I'd love to catch up afterwards after we figure out where you land and talk to you about, you know, maybe your hopes for your new team. But I think, like I said, I think it's going to be somebody's going to get a steal, whether they get you in the first round or get you at the end of the towards the end of the draft. I think somebody's getting a great steal, and I think for you and Chris, and hopefully for Tyler and Alvin and some of the other guys, hopefully everybody, Kobe Hamilton as well. Hopefully you guys find good fits. It's exciting times, and it's great. We've got so many different former Razorbacks that are hopeful here at draft time.
Appreciate it.
Well, man, good luck, and we'll talk to you again soon. Take
care. See you now.
It's Nile Davis. And I mean, look, like he said, he has no idea. We have no idea. It's a bizarre process. I can't imagine what it's like.
Yeah, see, you mentioned the ranking. CBS Sports has him ranked 232nd overall, 19th out of all the running backs. They actually have Dennis Johnson ranked in the running backs a couple ahead of him, too, just as a matter of fact.
There's another guy we haven't talked about. I mean, he got snubbed by the
combine. That was surprising.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah.
All-time leading kicker. He'll probably, I would say probably for the, he will be the leading kick returner in the history of the school forever.
Yes.
Because of the way that things are now, unless they make a significant change in the kickoffs.
The rule is going to make it like that now.
He's going to be the leading kick returner ever. I mean, same thing, like I think about Isaiah Jackson at UCA.
Mm-hmm.
And when he left, he was the leading returner. And the way it is now, I mean, that's just the way it's going to be.
Yep.
I mean, I don't think you're going to see those records stand forever. That'll be some of the longest standing, records forever.
It'll be tough to fall. Tough to break.
Yeah, no doubt. 10:36 in the zone. Justin Akery, we are way behind. Chris Kane joining us here. We appreciate Niall calling in there. We were...